Nearly every political poll shows the race for governor is virtually tied, which means the Democrat and the Republican are scrambling to find an edge as Election Day creeps closer. They're looking to money, political titans, and partisan punches to find that edge. WBUR's Uzma Khalid has the latest from the campaign trail.
Yesterday was a busy day in Massachusetts politics. The brouhaha began in the early hours when the Boston Globe ran a story about a lawsuit that Democrat Martha Coakley filed in June against mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. The thing is, the attorney general never disclosed that a key donor, the co-chair of her campaign finance committee, would benefit from the lawsuit. Her opponent, Republican Charlie Baker, says the incident raises serious questions about Coakley's conduct and possible ethics violations.
Filing of the lawsuit in and of itself is certainly a judgment call that she's entitled to make. But to file that lawsuit and not make clear publicly that a friend and a campaign finance co-chair stood to benefit from it is problematic.
Coakley responded by saying that Baker was siding with Wall Street banks at the expense of families who are on the brink of foreclosure. The political punches didn't even have time to leave bruises before both Baker and Coakley tried to boost their campaigns by bringing out the political heavyweights.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's former President Bill Clinton, who visited Clark University in Worcester to support Martha Coakley.
Somewhere else. I don't have a vote here. But I have been a governor, and I have been attorney general, and I know what works. And I think Massachusetts will be stronger and healthier and more united if Martha Coakley is the next governor.
About 800 people squished into a cozy auditorium and listened as Clinton told them this election is essentially a job interview, and the voters are the employers.
She's defined the job better. She's got a better record, and she got a better plan. And all you've got to do is to increase the number of employers who make the hiring decision.
In other words, Democrats need to get out the vote. As Clinton wrapped up, back in Boston, Republican Charlie Baker was welcoming his own high-profile supporter. Mitt Romney, former Massachusetts governor and Republican presidential nominee, co-hosted a private fundraiser for Baker. It was a much smaller crowd, about 250 people, and it was closed to the press, but it was expected to bring in more than $500,000. The Republicans have a huge financial advantage. New fundraising numbers from the campaigns showed the GOP ticket has nearly five times as much cash on hand as Coakley and her running mate. Republicans are winning the cash contest. But when it comes to finding that elusive edge, the candidates are still searching for it. They'll have a chance to search for it together when they face off this afternoon in a debate at UMass Dartmouth. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Asma Khalid.